From our family to your family, this is A Legacy of Faith, the podcast. Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We'd like to welcome you to the middle of the month of December. This is Adam Fawn. I'm joined again by my wife, Leah. Leah, it's been a few weeks since we've recorded one of these together. It's good to be back with you.
Thank you.
We've had one sort of together. A couple of times ago, we replayed sort of what we called a classic episode from the old Fawn Family podcast. But this is the first time you and I have been able to record together, sitting behind the same microphone in a few weeks. We've had a couple of interviews, and those have been exciting. And I want to admit something to you. The last time that I recorded one of these was an interview, and recorded like normal, didn't think anything about it, got through, edited the thing, put it up on iTunes, and I always go back and listen to them later and everything just to kind of fact check and whatever, and I realized our little introduction with, you know, survive the day, plan for tomorrow, always keep an eye on eternity, I don't know what I said, but it wasn't that. I don't know what we were helping families do on that particular program, but it wasn't those three things. So it's good to be back with you so I know what I'm doing again. We are excited about this particular program. We thought about, for this last program of 2014, you know, doing something about Christmas or whatever, but it's also the holiday that sometimes kind of gets just thrown on there is Christmas gets over and, oh yeah, it's a new year. It's time for another year to start just a week later. And this time of year, sometimes we get so caught up in the hurry and the hustle of Christmas. And actually, as we're recording this, we just got through watching another Christmas movie. It's like our, 846th or something in the last few weeks. And then New Year's kind of comes along and we get rolling again with work and school. And sometimes we don't think as much about New Year's. We're not going to spend time on the podcast talking about the holiday, but probably the most used thing about New Year's, and that, of course, is
Organization,
planning making for the goals. Future, yeah, making goals. But I think, Leah, sometimes when we get to this time of year and people start making those resolutions or those goals, they only think of themselves. You know, maybe physical things like losing weight or exercising or financial things, you know, paying off something or buying something or whatever, giving more or whatever. But something that we have done in 2014 that we want to encourage families to do in 2015 through this podcast, this episode of the podcast, is to make some goals as a family. Instead of just individually, think of things as a family. You have this neat binder you've kept for, I don't even know how many years, a long, long time, that on the front of it, it says something like our family binder or something, and there's all sorts of things. Our home binder, that's what it is. And in that thing is all sorts of stuff. Sometimes you've put in there lists of projects we might want to do as a family. We even keep our check register in there because I'm terrible about keeping the checkbook, but I can keep it if it's written, you know, bigger piece of paper. But where did you first sort of get the idea for just a home binder? This thing has a million pieces of paper in it. Where did this come from?
It was Pinterest, of course. All my ideas come from Pinterest.
I promise I didn't know the answer to that question. No, I'm sorry I asked. That was actually unplanned, and I just asked Leah on the cuff, and why did I not know that would have been the answer? But you and I talked about using this binder for some things besides just lists of, you know, projects we'd like to do, the house or the yard or those sorts of things. And so at the end of 2013, leading into the beginning of 2014, we decided on two or three things to add to this binder just for the year instead of just making it a mishmash of, you know, stuff for the future. And so what we're going to do on the podcast is talk about some things that are in this binder for a year specifically, and then we're going to have a little Leah Pinterest printable. How about that? Where people can get one for 2015 absolutely for free. But there are two or three things in there, and we'll admit some of these we've done well keeping up, some we haven't. This was a first-year idea for us. But the number one thing, what we're going to talk about for most of our time probably, is that we wrote down some family goals or family resolutions in there. And we just made little pretty printables, you know, a nice picture in the background. It said something, you know, it was a nice green background, and the top said Fawn Family Goals for 2014. And I'll be honest with you, I made this mistake. I think we printed like 10 of these things. I think the mistake there is that's too many. For the principle we're going to have to go along with this particular episode, we only made five. Why do you think it's important to not just have goals, but to not try to have, like, let's have 79 family goals for the year or whatever?
Well, I think it would, of course, depend on the family and if you have children, the age of your children, and ours are young enough that concentrating on too many things is just almost more confusing than just really focusing on 2, 3, 4 very important goals and making that just a center part of your life or the things that you're trying to teach your children.
We talk about that sometimes. You talk about personal goal setting. It's mm-hmm. better to focus on a handful of things. All right, I'm going to accomplish these 36 things this year. Well, that's fine if you can do that, but most of us need to really just focus very clearly on 2, 3, 4 things or whatever throughout the year. One year, you may remember this, Leah, I sat down one time on like New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and wrote out like 20 resolutions for the year. I'm an idiot. I think I accomplished like 4 of them or 5 of them. That's not to say it wasn't a good attempt, you know, but as a family, and as we're recording this, our kids are 9 and 7, but as a family, 3, 4, 5 goals is probably enough. And one of the things that we wrote down in 2014, something very specific, was that we wanted to take a family vacation. Well, that may not seem like a big deal to a lot of families, but we never had really taken a true family vacation. We had gone visited extended family, and that's fine. That is a vacation. But the 4 of us had never just gotten in the car and gone somewhere for more than just a day or two. And so that was a specific goal. As you sit down and write goals as a family, one of the things that those who talk about writing goals make mention of all the time is make them specific. Don't just say, have a pleasant attitude. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean to your family? How can that, the fancy word you hear often used, Leah, with goals is how is it measured? You know, right. When we wrote take a vacation, well, that one's kind of hard to know if you've missed or not. you're going to know if you have done that. Now, we made some mistakes in this. Again, this is new to us. One of ours in 2014, I'm actually looking at it right now, was to have a good attitude and be respectful during school. Well, that's a decent aspiration, but how do you measure that? And so one of the things we would challenge you to do in these goals, and I'll let you speak to this a little bit more here, is to be more specific, things that can be measured.
Well, I think along with that, you know, that goal you just mentioned about having a good attitude during school, being respectful during school, that was really important, at least to me at the time, because, I mean, we're really, I'm sure, going to be facing that every year. That's something that if you're a parent, I guess you would understand that this is something we've been really working with our children on, is just having a good attitude. If there's things in school that they're not, you know, maybe not their best thing, that they still need to have a good attitude about it instead of being bad all the time or mad all the time if we're doing math or something like that. Well, we were trying to just help that a little bit and made that very general goal, but it's like Adam said, it's not really good to be able to put that out there and not have anything that you can specifically look at to say how are we going to do this or
how is that goal accomplished?
You know, it may be something better would have been, you know, and I don't even have anything, this is off the top of my head, but if we would have had some kind of system or some mm-hmm. kind of measuring specifically for that, we could have put that as the goal. Like, I don't know. I can't even think of anything. But, you know, you see cute things all the time. Like every time someone says a bad thing, you take a quarter out of a jar or something like that. And what's ever left at the end of the week, you might could go out for ice cream. Something like that. That would have been a goal, really, is to try to do that every single week. But we made it too general.
Right. And so the takeaway from that, Lee, mm-hmm. is check Pinterest. For ideas, yeah. that's the takeaway. You know, you hear people talk about, you know, in personal goals, for example, you know, when it comes to January the 1st, don't write down, I want to lose weight next year. Instead, write down, I want to lose whatever, 20 pounds by the end of June or whatever it is. That way, even if you don't quite make it, you've still got something you've been reaching for, you know, and a specific thing you've been reaching for. One other one we wrote down that is measurable for 2014, and I actually don't know if we accomplished this intentionally, but I think we did.
I think we did pretty well.
In other words, I don't think we went back and checked the sheet all the time, but this was well written, I think. We wrote down to have a family over from church each month, and I think the key to that one there was each month. It's right. Have a family from church over.
Every Sunday.
Or have a, yeah, you know, do it once on January 2nd, mm-hmm. you're done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, each month, you know, is that difficult for us? Not really, but it's stretching enough to where you need to think through, you know, it's been 6 weeks since we had somebody over, you know, even something, you know, where we've had maybe a widow or something like that over. And you really tried, I think, and I would just encourage you here and compliment you here. We did not just have, what's the best way of putting this, the same people over all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we wrote that down, you tried to think through, you know, when we were back when we lived in Nashville especially, you know, who are maybe some widows who maybe some who don't get invited over all that much, not because they're bad people or whatever, but, you know, you have maybe a widow, but also who maybe has a job, and so she's busy all the time. And you really try to think through people who maybe hadn't been invited by some other folks, or for sure, sadly, people we hadn't invited in a long time, maybe had never been in our house in the 6+ years we had lived there. And so that's an idea of a family goal, because then your kids see you're intentional about it, but also something like that, they can be involved in it. You know, setting the table, depending what age they are, helping you cook the food or make the invitations or whatever it is, they're involved in reaching that particular goal. And so one of the things we want to challenge families to do is to have family goals. 3, 4, 5 is probably enough. And let your children be involved in writing the goals. Mom and dad may have some specific things they want to accomplish, but either let the kids kind of feel like they helped write them, or let them help write them throughout the year. Those were some things, the goals that are very important to us that we're going to try to do in 2015. Now, I mentioned, and we'll take a little break here, sort of from what specifically is in here. I mentioned that we're going to have a printable with this, a PDF that you can download. On that printable, there are 5 goal sheets, and Leah, the picture's so pretty. It's a nice little sunflower garden or something. I don't know, but it's really pretty. And it just has a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You just write 1 per page, and then you can put them wherever you want to, in a binder, a folder, whatever. You can even frame them. Picture's pretty. I guess you can frame them if you wanted to, make a little wall of them or something. But family goals are the first thing in the principle for this time's podcast, the giveaway or whatever that you want to do. Now, we did some other things in our handout for 2014 that I don't think we're going to do again. We tried to basically plan out every day of the week, some things we wanted to accomplish each day. It was a good idea, and I think it gave us some direction. Like, we wrote down Fridays would be movie nights. We've kept that as a family tradition. Of course, Sundays we wrote down worship and some other things. But we I think we tried to do too much because life is going to throw you curveballs for sure. But just the idea of having a direction, here are 2 or 3 things we're going to accomplish each week, might not be a bad idea. This was a case, Leah, I think, of you and I have a decent idea and Adam goes nuts with it. Maybe something like this podcast. Well, I don't know. But
you know, this time last year, we were really trying to focus on... I remember doing a podcast where we were talking about order and trying to be more organized in the next year. And just we just kept on and on with that idea. And that's really where this started, this idea.
Fawn Family Podcast is what she's talking about.
And so, and really, you know, as I'm looking through this, I know we did not go back and look at these every week to make sure we were actually doing this, but For me, you know, I did try. I guess groceries was the one thing I wrote down maybe on Mondays that I didn't do so well at making sure on Mondays. I get lazy with that. If there's a hard day, I just do not want to go to the grocery store. And so then, but you know what I notice is that if I ever don't keep up with it, maybe for me anyway, a certain day of doing things, that it just almost like it throws the whole week off. And that's what we were really trying to do, is to keep us from running around frantic and never having a plan. This was supposed...
It wasn't we were trying to plan every hour of every day.
Right.
To have a direction for the week or anything else.
And for the most part, I think we did better with having certain days be labeled for, you know, this is the day we do this, this is the day we do that. But I don't know. I guess no one's perfect at it. And things are going to always come up in life or during the week that, you know, you can't always stay with your routine or schedule. But I don't know, I think we got a little bit better. Me personally, I think I did, trying to do some things. Now, some things I didn't do as well on, like the groceries. I think I did not do so well in keeping that on that day, just so I would always know this is the day to go buy groceries.
But, and that was a different section of our notebook for this year. We called it the Daily Desires. It was just things that we would like to accomplish on each particular day of the week. And I don't know if we're going to do that again this year. It's as of the time we record this, it's not in the printable, but it's a decent idea.
Well, and it's really a personal preference. Some people, that would drive them nuts. You know, if you, like, what do you mean I have to do this on this day? But for, you know, we're weird. I think we're both kind of like the people who like to just have certain, we kind of want to know what's going to happen.
We're routine people.
We're routine people, yeah. We like to have a routine.
Which is why, basically, every time they listen to a podcast that you and I together, they hear the clock ring in the background at some point, because we always seem to record when it rolls over 9 o'clock at night. The clock rings in the background sitting on the mantle. But another thing that's going to be in our notebook for next year, and it's going to be in the printable that people can download, is a monthly budget. Now, this is something I think of the three things we're going to spend the most time talking about, the goals being one, this being the budget being the second. This is the one I know we kept up with the most. You and I have done budgets for a couple of years or more, probably like 3 or 4 years, and kind of been hit or miss with it. We would do a month, or we would get like to about the 6th or 7th, and we need to do the budget for February or whatever. But for some reason, when we made our own and put them in this notebook, we didn't miss a month. Now, there were a couple of times that it was like the second, you know, or something before we got around to doing it. But, you know, we're big Dave Ramsey people. We've already done a podcast about his book with Rachel on the Smart Money, Smart Kids. But, you know, if you've ever heard his stuff or read his books, you know he says, you know, don't worry about having the perfect month. You know, every month is different. February is not like June. Yeah, every month has different things. And by making our own, I think you and I really did better about thinking through, okay, what really is coming up in June? What really is going to happen in September? And make our money behave better.
All right. And I mean, I this is my time to encourage you. You know, you were the one who really stepped up and really made a very detailed budget that really worked for us. You know, just tweaked it a little bit enough that it fit and it was comfortable to sit down and just throw out the ideas of things we needed to think about each month. And so that was really good.
And people will see, if they get the free printable for this, we have made this for us. I mean, it's our budget. And this is not to brag at all. Outside of the mortgage, though, there's no lines for debt. You know, there's no Visa card or car payment or whatever. And I don't say it to brag. We say that because you may look at this and think, well, this wouldn't work for us. Well, the point is, think about your life right now. Think about your family's life right now. Are you in debt? You know, what are some things that need to be on your budget that aren't necessarily on ours? Ours has mortgage rent on it. Maybe you're renting instead of, you know, making a house payment. You know, maybe you're deciding right now that you're not going to save anything for whatever, for Christmas, or you're not going to eat out at all. You take those things right off, you know, or whatever it is. But make it fit your life, but then also make it fit each month. Don't try to have, I love Dave Ramsey's phrase, I hear him use all the time, the perfect month from heaven, you know, because February is different from January. What is going to happen in January? Whose birthday is in January? You know, what anniversary is in January? You know, you get to whatever, I'm making this up, Leah, but so correct me if I'm wrong, but you get to like May and it's school pictures, you know, that you're not going to pay for in August. But that month makes a difference, and that has helped us so much be more organized with, okay, we get to the end of the budget and there's, you know, a few dollars left. Well, then you have some priorities to think through. Do we want to give this to a ministry? Do we want to use it to pay something, you know, to do something special for each other? Do we want to use it to buy something for the kids? And it's just a very freeing thing to see that and to have control of that.
And just talking about putting this in context, I guess, is if you have those things in the notebook that's just, it's all together, then it's not as hard to go back when these things come up and fix that and mm-hmm. add that in, take that out, rearrange a little bit. Because, you know, before we actually just put all of this together, like, where is that budget? We would have, I mean, where was it? We never knew.
We would
keep it out, you know, kind of where we thought it's handy, but then they'd always get misplaced. And so really putting it all things together in this one place, that's been just the best thing to help with that.
So the second thing you're going to get in the printable, if you go to the show notes or whatever and find the printable, is budgets, you know, 12 of them, one for each month, because frankly, that's what we're going to print out for us. Go in, change them, just use it as a guide, you know, make it fit your family. But again, make sure you make it for each month and then use this binder or notebook to have those together. The third thing we're going to talk about is the one we kept up the least. And it was a really good idea, sort of, and it was
The menu planning. I'm horrible at it. That's the reason.
I wasn't going to say that. We decided the same thing, you know, as the budget, you know, 12 months. We printed out 12 really nice, colorful, kind of greenish, Pinterest-y color, you know, calendars, one for each of the 12 months, laid out just beautifully. And we were going to write down every, especially dinner, you know, that we were going to eat. And so we'd know how to do that. And of the 52 weeks, what would we do, about six, seven?
12 months, I think I need three or four.
Yeah, it didn't work. It just did not work for us. And some of that is just bad planning. Some of that is, frankly, because of our lives. We're a ministry, and sometimes you don't know on Monday what's going to be happening Thursday night.
I'm just going to say it. It's the truth. We're very finicky. I've told that.
That's true
to too. Everyone I've ever talked to about menu, just trying to say, like, how do you go about doing this, talking to friends or whatever? And, you know, I have a friend who would just make the menu and always just stick by it. And that's what you're supposed to do if you're going to do this. But I always think, how do you do that? Because I can write down, oh, we're going to make hamburger steak, and I can put in all the things. And then, you know, we're going to do this on Tuesday. And then Tuesday rolls around and
I don't want hamburger.
I don't want that.
Chicken sounds better.
We do that all the time, and so it's so hard for me to sit down. That meal last night, that was so huge. We really want to eat something. We don't really want to eat. That sounds really heavy tonight. So let's change it up. And so it was constant change and whatever. And that's me and you. That's really, it's not just me, and it's not just you.
And so it's safe to say we're not including a meal plan in the printable because we're not going to be doing that. However,
I do think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
I need to do better at it because just financially, for especially if you're whoever is in charge of most of the meals in our house, that would be me. But just knowing what you're going to be cooking is so valuable during the day. And it's just never good if you don't have that plan already right away.
It's helpful. We're just not good at it. But I will say this. I think even doing it those few times has helped us think through what are some things we eat a lot. And it's helped you know sort of what's the right word, the staples, you know, to have in the pantry and the refrigerator all the time. Because we know we're going to be eating these handful of dishes, not every week, but on a really regular basis. And I think at least kind of having that mindset has helped whether we actually have the 365 days written down on a calendar or not.
This isn't a podcast on menu planning, but I would say that that's probably one of the best thing that you know, that most people can do, but especially for us, if you're not really good at menu planning, at least take a few days and make a long list of every meal that you know you like to cook, that your family will eat, you know, special meals, quick, easy meals, make different categories. And then, because, you know, for me, sometimes you just need the idea of what to cook, it, you know, better than just planning every week and every day out perfectly, just having a list so you can look at it and go, you know what, that sounds good tonight. And let's do that. And trying to keep things on hand that you know you're going to use a lot, whatever works for everybody. I guess there's not going to be a right way to do that, I guess.
Yeah, but it's just that, like you said, the general mindset of here are some things we know our family likes that I can make real quick. Or I know that, you know, if somebody shows up, here are some things I know we can have on hand so I can make a nice meal, you know, for guests that just happen to show up or last minute or whatever, a couple hours notice. But the point we're trying to make in this week's podcast is to consider just looking at the year, look at some things as a family and plan, not just go into the year just thinking about yourself, although that's great. Write some goals for yourself, some resolutions for yourself, but think about your year as a family. What are 3, 4, 5 goals you want to have as a family? Think about your budget as a family, that planning, because that'll help you in giving and saving in so many areas. And we have made available for you, along with this podcast, what we're going to be printing out for our family, our goal sheets as well as our budget sheets. And you can find those on the show notes for this podcast at fondfamily.com/11. That's the number 11. Leah, we've made it past 10 podcasts. Wow. Fondfamily.com/11. You can find those printables, and we hope they help you. And again, they're guides. You print them out, look at them, and say, you know, that budget doesn't work for me. Well, then type your own. That's fine. That's wonderful.
And before we finish, I wanted to say also some of the other things that you might think about including in a book like this that we haven't mentioned are, at least I keep paint chip cards in there so you don't lose the name of that color in that room that you don't, you know, for touch-ups or whatever.
Whispering Dust Prairie or something. What I call brown.
And I keep sometimes any business cards of people who've done work in your house so that you can call them back. Well, I used to keep, you know, the person that would come and repair the dryer because we still have that thing. It's holding on, but we had it repaired a couple times. I always kept his card right there because I was always glad to have him come. And I keep how to clean my humidifier that, you know, had to clean up. There's just all things like that. They're all there together in one place.
Right, and it's just a little binder, you know, cheap when you can get it at Walmart or whatever. And whether you choose to print these things out or keep them on your computer somewhere or put them in a notebook or whatever, we just hope you find the idea helpful. We want to make the goal forms and the budgets available for you to print out or just to view so you can just get the idea. And that's the key here. Again, the show notes are found at fawnfamily.com/11. We want to take just a moment here. We're running a little longer than normal, but that's okay. We want to take just a moment here to let you know a couple things, you know, that we're planning at A Legacy of Faith for 2015. We're continuing to see the site grow. We're very thankful for that. The podcast numbers are just blowing us away, Leah. We are so thankful for every listener and for the blog, people who are reading the blog and signing up for the email newsletter. Those numbers are up. We continue to press forward with ideas, and we don't know the date yet, but sometime... I'm getting general enough here. The first half of 2015, I'm going to have a book released. It's not going to be about family, but it's going to be a book about the Psalms called Hymns of the Heart. Our friends at Start to Finish Books are publishing that book. It was originally scheduled for early February. It looks like it's going to be pushed back at least a few weeks, but somewhere in there, and we're excited about that. And then we will let you know as well, this is going to be not a plan for 2015, but we're going to experiment. One of the things you and I have tried on A Legacy of Faith, and Mom and Dad and Amber and Jeremiah have tried, we're willing just to try anything, you know, why not, is we're going to continue this podcast as normal. But we're going to try to do it in 2015, at least the first few weeks, January and February probably. We're going to run an experiment. We run the podcast weekly. However, we're kind of busy. And the idea behind the weekly podcasts is this. You're still going to be with me from time to time, as you have been for programs of this length, 20 minutes or so. I'm still going to have interviews with people every so often on programs of this length, you know, 20 minutes or so. That will still be twice a month. The other Thursdays, I'm going to simply record a little 5 to 10 minute devotional. So you're getting something every week, but it's not always 20 or 30 minutes long. Sometimes it'll just be 5 minutes or so, but just something to come out every week. And again, we're just trying that as an experiment. We hope you'll listen to these and give us some feedback. Let us know what you think. If you hate it, that's fine. We won't keep going. If you like the idea, let us know. Just as something to not fill Thursdays, but so you're getting something from us in audio form every week instead of, you know, just a couple of times a month, a way to try that. Leah, when we did the Fawn Family podcast, we made it through, I think, 6 episodes. We've made it through 11 of this one, and I'm thankful to get to do this with you a couple of times a month. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And we hope that the listeners enjoy this. We enjoy doing it. We don't have anything fancy. Our microphone's cool. Other than that, we're sitting at our table. You hear the clock go off in the background every so often. But we just enjoy sitting down and encouraging you and trying to give you some ideas to help your family. Let me see if I get this right. Survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. And until next time, by the way, there will not be a podcast on January the 1st, which is the first Thursday of January, unless it's one of the shorter ones. But until next time, whether it's January the 1st or January the 8th, whichever we lay that out, remember that your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.